Okay, I'll start with the injuries. Spencer Havner had the wind knocked out of him. He did return. Jermichael Finley had a knee bruise. He did return. Ryan Pickett had a hamstring pull and did not return. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, it's interesting. It's the first question, but yeah, definitely. I mean, the penalties were unbelievable for both sides. I thought it was a tightly officiated football game, two competitive physical football teams. That's the game we anticipated coming into Monday night throughout our preparation. We had a lot of respect for the way they played on film, and that's the style of play that we wanted to take into the game. So, that's where that is. But I'll say this for our football team. I was very proud and excited the way they overcame the adversity throughout the football game, whether it's overcoming penalties, being in a long down and distance situation, or being on the 1 yard line, overcoming giveaways, overcoming takeaways. The adversity that we overcame throughout the football game is something we'll definitely carry forward with us as a football team. Especially the run defense. It starts with our defense. That's the face of our football team. That's the way we want to be identified with, particularly starting at home. To play great defense at home is huge. To have the crown behind you is something I think we're doing a much better job of this year. And it starts with the run defense. We had a lot of respect for the run game coming in. They gave us more, a lot of unbalanced line, which throughout the preparation, more unbalanced lines that we've ever seen. So they really challenged us schematically, the bunch of shifting the motion and so forth. But I thought our guys played outstanding up front.
Can you talk about your rookie
defense? They're all contributing. They're getting more play, and that's they fit right into the plan. We talk about winning football games, playing December football. I mean, that's the way we want to play, the way we played tonight here at Lambeau Field. We're going to have an opportunity here, shortly down in Chicago in some tough weather. But those guys they're improving. They're getting better. They're quality reps. They're producing. And you cannot have enough of those guys. So we're happy with the progress we're making with our rookie class. Well, I can't answer that right now without seeing it. I saw it live. We need to make those field goals. I mean, that's the bottom line. I know the snap wasn't handled correctly and so forth. So we need to continue to improve in that area. But still, that was a big drive, and then to come out of that with no points, we needed to do a better job there. I think that's accurate. We won four games in a row. We've had some injuries. We're doing a good job overcoming it, just like we talked about earlier with our rookie production on defense. But yes, we're winning games, and I felt like we improved today, and that's our goal every week. We're going to do whatever it takes to win the football game, to play a certain style of football, especially against the opponent that we had in here tonight. But I felt we improved, especially overcoming adversity tonight. I think Aaron Rodgers' numbers speak for himself. He's having an excellent year. He's growing every single day as a leader of this football team. We had too many giveaways on offense. That has not been, the way we have played, and we will not play down the stretch because you can't turn the football over. But I'm very pleased with Aaron's overall play. I mean, confidence comes with production. Obviously, sacks a negative play, so that works against you. But, we're playing better as a unit. There's a lot of positive things throughout the game. In the past part of it, we threw the ball early a lot more than we probably anticipated, just based on the way they came in to play us to stop the run. We're happy with the win. We'll make the corrections and get ready for Chicago. Well, I mean, that's the way we play. I mean, our turnover ratio is something that's coached every single day. We're disappointed with the giveaways. I can tell you that right now. I mean, that's not who we are. That's not the way we're going to play down the stretch. We need to make sure that doesn't happen. But our guys do an outstanding job of going after the football. They're playing with a lot more vision. with our defense here in the past, and you know, that's something we want to show up every time we play a game. Every team's noted for something. Every team has strengths, and that's been a strength of ours and needs to continue to do so down the stretch. I thought your Michael Finley was big for us. You know, we had him involved heavily in the passing game, particularly the vertical game. He got hurt and bounced back. That was big for us. But you know, he's a big target. He gives you matchup problems, and I thought he played well tonight. Well, I mean, the biggest thing with Ray is you got to tackle him. I mean, you know, I thought we did a very good job tackling him. I think we had a little run there in the third quarter. He got out on us a couple of times and broke some tackles. But, I mean, you have to tackle him, and they do a good job of trying to get him the ball in the perimeter with the sway screens or, you know, things like that. But he's a dynamic player. That we had a lot of respect for him coming in, and I thought our guys rose up big, particularly, you know, in a run defense. But he's a tough guy to tackle.